Yeah, well, hopefully, Tom, it's something that rolls down to us. I think looking at the county final, it was probably the edge that we had over Kilcare was the fact that we had huge experience coming into the game where they didn't. Now, completely different prospect going into Ulster against Kilcare. They've won five on the bounce and down and are one of the marquee teams when you come to Ulster football. The Kilcare name is always in the hat this last 5 years, so it's not an advantage we're going to have. If anything, they're probably going to be the most experienced team in Ulster that is left out of the 8 teams there. So, listen, we're still looking forward to it, but again, there should be no nerves going into the game because of the experience we're bringing into it.
Yeah, underdogs, you are because of Kilcare's record, but that hasn't worried you in the past, hasn't worried you in the county final, and I'm sure it's not going to worry you on Sunday.
It's a strange one all year, bar probably the Ardragh game and maybe the Mallon game. Apart from that, we've been underdogs the whole way through the championship campaign. And to go in the game now against Kilcare, obviously the stature they bring in Ulster, we were always going to go in as underdogs. And but listen, that won't bother us. We're preparing for the game, same way as we prepared for every game up to now, regardless of underdogs or favourites tags, and that's the way we're going to prepare again for Sunday.
And how are the preparations going? Because I know you got back to work the Wednesday night after the final.
Got back to work Wednesday night after the final. That's probably the only thing that's been disappointing in our preparation, Tom, was the fact that we had to go out and play Termonde in a relegation battle on Sunday. So we really only started to prepare for Kilcare there on Tuesday night, and again, obviously, tonight in training. But that's the only disappointment we had. We probably would have preferred to have got a training session done on Sunday rather than having to play a relegation playoff against Termonde. But we used the game as best we could to try and facilitate the game in Kilcare as well, as regards to trying different things with our setups and tactically and stuff like that there, to looking at things that hopefully we might bring into the game on Sunday. So, and of course, there's guys sitting on the bench and maybe didn't get a lot of game time this last 3 or 4 weeks, so they were delighted too that the game went ahead for that reason, so that they were able to get a bit of game time to show what they can do, the likes of Leon Kelly and Young Savvy and Sean Burke and guys like this here getting game time, so and keeping Marley and Muscle. So that's all boding well for us now. We've a clean bill of health going into Sunday and really looking forward to it.
As you said, you were trying different things out and different style systems of play. Obviously, you know a bit about Kilcare and the type of game they play.
We do. Well, I suppose the difference between playing Donegal football and playing Ulster football is that you really don't know what the opposition is going to bring to the table until you actually meet them on the day. You haven't seen them really all year, and the first time we'll have met these guys is obviously on Sunday, and we haven't seen them live at all. But I suppose looking at that, it's going to be whoever can learn the most early on in the game and adapt the quickest to setups and changes will probably come out on top on Sunday.
Hmm. But realistically, the tried and trusted system with Linswilly isn't going to be altered that much, I wouldn't imagine.
Well, Kilcare are masters of Ulster football, so we only can bring our game plan to the table, so it's all about implementing that, Tom, and it's implemented as best to our ability. Now, we're still kind of tweaking on how we're going to play on Sunday, and we're a bit wary of Kilcare and haven't done a lot of preparation on them, but at the same time, we're not going to use that as an excuse. We're definitely going into the game to compete, and hopefully we can bring enough on the day to get us over the line.